There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here ready to go on this Monday, as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Scott Van Pelt will join us a little bit later on, as will the Hall of Fame quarterback Steve Young. Brian Harmon, friend of the show, wins the Open Championship by 6 strokes. I finally found the golf ball that he sent to us. He autographed this. He had 2 holes in 1 in one round of golf. This is a few years ago, and I'm looking all over the place because I normally have inventory here, a Rolodex, and I finally found it. So if you're watching on Peacock, that is the golf ball that Brian Harmon autographed and sent in to the show. And this was kind of boring. I think the only interesting part of yesterday was the weather and the role that it was going to play, but it didn't. Brian Harmon did exactly what you want from a championship golfer. He had a couple of highs and lows, but rode it out and ended up winning in impressive fashion. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. And our radio partners around the country as we close in on 400 cities in America that carry this program. Fox Sports, iHeartRadio, and we'll get to your phone calls. Operator Tyler standing by. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the program. We are still ready to go to Ireland coming up at the end of August. And part of the reason why we're able to do that, our good friends, new partners, Keeper's Heart award-winning,
whiskey.
Award-winning Irish-American whiskey brings the rich heritage of Irish and American whiskey-making traditions, and it's a new world style that brings together the smoothness and the richness of Irish whiskey and the boldness and complexity of American whiskey. And Brian Nation is the master distiller. He is responsible for a lot of the brands that you're probably familiar with, like Jameson, and came over to the United States, and now they're making Irish-American whiskey.
It's a major transfer.
Yes, it is.
Getting Brian over here.
Yes.
Massive.
Oh, we acquired him.
We've acquired him.
I don't know what the transfer fee was, but I think we made out pretty well there. By the way, Seton just told me a story about transfer fees. Mbappe was with Paris Saint-Germain, and then I guess he's leaving, but might go to Saudi Arabia, and the numbers are pretty remarkable there.
The transfer fee alone that would go to PSG is somewhere around $334 million, which would be a record. That's massive.
Okay.
And then his salary for just 1 year is reported. The offer, which he hasn't accepted yet, but allegedly the offer is for 1 year, $775 million.
I think the Saudis are in it for the long haul.
Could you imagine just being like, okay, well, and he's 24 years old. He can leave, go collect nearly $1 billion for one season, and then go to Real Madrid, where everybody seems to think he's already headed.
Wow.
That's just...
Yeah.
unbelievable.
And that wasn't even the biggest soccer news over the weekend. You had the women who debuted against Vietnam. They were favored by 6.5. They won 3-0. That was Friday night. And then you had Messi making his debut for Inter Miami. I like how the announcers were making it seem like, oh, my God, it's star-studded. Kim Kardashian is here. And I go, wait a minute. Do you think this is making Messi nervous? Like, oh, LeBron's here and Serena Williams is here, but Kim Kardashian is here? Oh, my God.
It was funny. They in the announcement or in the broadcast, and they, you know, Messi gets fouled. It's this dramatic moment where it's probably basically going to be the last play of the game, and he could win the game for Inter Miami, which is a terrible team. And I get that they're trying to hype it up, but they're like, can he do it in front of the likes of Kim Kardashian and LeBron James? Like, wait, can he do it? I don't know. Oh, my God, dude, is that Kim K? I'm a little nervous.
He can do it in front of LeBron, but I don't know about Kim K. I don't know.
Karatop is here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All the celebrities and Kim Kardashian. Let's see. Anything else that needs to be mentioned? That's it, pretty much. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Got a poll question today, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. The running backs met. They had a Zoom call, new pay strategy. I don't know what kind of strategy you can have unless you have this mass sit down or sit out. Maybe you show up, but you don't practice for a week. I don't think any of that matters. You know, the owners will go, all right, you don't want to play? We'll go find, you know, running backs in the XFL. We'll go find somebody to play that position. But it's not like you're going to go, you know what? Let me give you $5 million more. It's just not going to happen. And there's nobody else in the locker room who's going to say, you know what? Why don't you take a little off my... If quarterbacks said, you know what? Let's do something. Let's support the running backs. Now, maybe you get somebody's attention. Maybe if the quarterbacks say... Collectively, you know, can we do something here? But until we have some kind of solution, it's a big story, but it really doesn't have any other ending than what we've seen so far, and that is they're not going to get a pay raise. And the running backs who are holding these Zoom calls won't be in the NFL in 7 years when the new collective bargaining agreement expires. If you're going to sacrifice part of your career for the betterment of running backs in the future, I applaud you. But until then, we can all say, well, they should get paid more. I thought Nick Chubb had the really interesting analysis here. He goes, you know, we run as hard as we can. Maybe we get 2,000 yards, but 2,000 yards is a negative because we got all that wear and tear, and then you don't want us. Here's Nick Chubb of the Browns.
The biggest thing is that we're the only position that our production hurts us the most. You know, if we go out there and run 2,000 yards with so many carries, the next year they're going to say, you know, you're probably worn down. That's the biggest thing that I took from it. It's just, I mean, it's tough. You know, it hurts us just to go out there and do good. It hurts us at the end of the day.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, when you think about it, it's like, oh, I ran for 2,000 yards. Well, that's a lot of wear and tear. And history has proven when you have those guys who get 1,900, 2,000 yards, the wear and tear that it takes on your body. And then you're not going to go, you know, Aaron Judge, you know, breaks the record for home runs with the Yankees. Well, that's a big deal. And then you can pay him because he just did that. It's not like you go, man, that's a lot of wear and tear. He swung really hard a lot of times. I don't know if we want to give him that money. It's like, no, we'll give you whatever you want. Shohei Ohtani, pitching, hitting. Anybody talking about wear and tear? No, it's like, go ahead. We're going to pay him $600 million. Running back, that's a lot of carries. But I thought Nick Chubb had some interesting things to say. Austin Eckler's been out in front with this. You also have Saquon Barkley, but nothing's going to change. Just not. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, I haven't seen any reports. Like, if you have a meeting like this, you would think there'd be some type of action at the end of the meeting. We're all going to do this. We're going to get on the same page and do this, and there has been no reports. I can't imagine what this group of guys are going to do, but why else have the meeting unless there's an action at the backside of it?
Yeah, if you're going to try to unionize or do something or break free or whatever it might be, then great. I'd love to hear your strategy. I just don't know if they have – I think they have sympathy on their side, sentiment on their side, but they don't have anything else. They don't have ownership on their side. Yeah, see –
Right. I mean, couldn't just the purpose of the meeting to be, you know, let's kind of figure out what to do, because their only hope is by sticking together.
Yeah, it could be a meeting to then have other meetings, subsequent meetings. But I talked to somebody with the NFL over the weekend. He said, you know, we feel bad, but there's nothing we're going to do and nothing we can do. You have, you know, a collective bargaining agreement. Both sides came together, and nobody at any point said, you know, running backs are getting kind of the short shrift here, not getting paid. Yeah, Paulie.
Do we take Daniel Snyder's $60 million fine and turn it into the running back fund?
Well, where does that money go?
I saw a couple articles this weekend, and the NFL has not released what they're going to do with it or what they're supposed to do with it.
All right. I'd be curious about that. $60 million. And Daniel Snyder also has $27 million in lawyer fees as well, legal fees.
The big winners.
Yeah. The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. Phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. What's the poll question that we're toying with?
You know what? Believe it or not.
Uh-oh. This has something to do with Fritzy.
The TODD came up with three, I think, great poll questions that are not snarky at all.
Great. Oh, this just in from Tom Pelissero. The Bills running back Nyheim Hines suffered a significant knee injury off-site, expected to miss the entire season. Ian Rappaport also is reporting this. So off-site. So he wasn't at camp. I don't know what he was doing, but he'll miss the entire season, according to NFL Network. All right, Todd, what do you have for me today?
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, he's one of the fastest guys in the league.
Who lost but won this weekend?
What's going on with the voice today?
Really? I don't know.
I don't know.
What does it sound like?
A little loud.
I'll whisper.
Well, no, just speak. Yeah, Paul.
I think this goes back to Todd on Friday, had a few of that, and he's trying to enunciate, and he came off a little bassy and nice, I thought.
Okay. All right. It just kind of jolted me a little bit. Yes, Eden.
I would just request, as a former board op of the show, please don't ask Todd to speak more quietly. We can't hear him as it is. This is great. If he's going to enunciate and speak directly into the mic, this is 17 years in the making. It's just wonderful.
Okay. All right. All right. So, Todd, if this is the new Todd, so we cut down on the...
Who lost but won this weekend?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Let's go.
Vietnam women's team only losing 3-0 to Team USA. Mm-hmm. They were 6.5 goal underdogs. Sepp Straka, am I pronouncing
Straka.
It right? Sepp Straka finished tied for second in the Open Championship.
All
good
right.
for him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they how many people had that on their card, that he finished tied for second. Austin Eckler, not getting the money he wants, but rallied the running back troops on Zoom this weekend.
I would say Vietnam women's team. You know, that they were going to get blown out. I don't know how long they've had a program and going against Team USA. I think this probably shifted some of the concerns or questions like, wow, we only won 3-0. Yes.
Which really just speaks to the absurd standard that the U.S. women's team have to live up to, that they completely dominated that game. They just didn't finish, but it was only 3-0. I mean, they destroyed Vietnam. It wasn't even close, but it's still not even close to good enough.
What else do you have, Todd?
Then we put a flip on it. Who won but lost this weekend?
Oh.
Sticking to the soccer, USA Women's World Cup team only beating Vietnam 3-0. They won, but did they? Denny Hamlin. Drivers have been angry recently at the way he's been winning races and driving. So he won, but did he lose in the eyes of the NASCAR community? And the Yankees, they sweep Kansas City, but no Aaron Judge just yet in the lineup. Teams or players that won but lost this weekend.
How has Denny Hamlin been driving?
I think the son they're saying is driving recklessly, or he's kind of like... Just,
aggressive.
Yeah, they're
aggressive.
Not too thrilled with him.
I would say it's still the U.S. Women's World Cup team. The expectation level is at an all-time high.
See, it's funny. Vietnam women lost but won, and U.S. women won,
won but lost.
Okay.
And then what else do you have? Anything else, Todd?
Going off the board a little bit from sports, because we like to do a lot of entertainment and culture stuff. Which movie did you see this weekend? Barbie, Oppenheimer, both, or neither? Among those two specific films.
Okay.
Neither, neither.
Mm-hmm. I was in the neither category.
Me too.
But I would be open to seeing both of those. And Mission Impossible. What happened to Indiana Jones? Feels like that one got kicked to the curb.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there's a new Mission Impossible out, too.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's 2 hours, 45 minutes. Oh. Oppenheimer is around 3 hours.
It's 3 hours?
Yeah.
Dang, that's a long movie.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
I think they're changing it to Indiana Jones and the Box Office of Doom. That's what I heard. I don't know. They should stick to the title that they went with.
Not bad. It's a good start. I think it's a good start.
Well, it's the new voice, though.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones and the Box Office of Doom. So used to be, there was the Temple of Doom.
That's I got it. It's when you have to explain it.
I was about to not do that, and something made me do that, knowing I shouldn't have.
It's like when comedians are laughing at their own joke.
Oh, Seinfeld's big on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smirking and laughing while he's doing his material.
Yeah. Anything else, Todd?
The Box Office of Doom.
Yeah, okay.
Barbie, Oppenheimer,
let's
both
neither. Let's take a break here. We'll settle on our poll question. Phone calls coming up. Great news for the Raiders. Jimmy Garoppolo passed his physical. All he does is win.
Yeah. All right, Jimmy.
That's the big news from Raiders camp. Hey, what did you hear? What? Jimmy G, what? He passed his physical. Was it a short pass, a long pass, maybe, you know? Desperation pen. We'll take a break. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Hope you had a great weekend. Gang's here, ready to go. Hour two, the great Scott Van Pelt on loan for the mothership will join us coming up in a little bit. Hall of Famer Steve Young will stop by in the final hour of the program. 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by, as we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, chatting on Chat Row, and our radio affiliates around the country. I have NFL over-unders for victories. Yes. You guys ready for this? Over-under.
Wow.
Wins. Well, we're getting ready. Everybody's in camp now. Now it starts to get serious. Over-under. Let's see. Over-under Cleveland Browns. Todd, I'll start with you. This according to DraftKings. Over-under.
I'm just going 8.5 for
eight
them.
8.5. Seton O'Connor.
9.5.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Yes.
All right. Over under Cowboys. Marvin.
11.5.
Paulie.
10.5.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Nice.
All right. Fritzy's Broncos. Let's ride. Over under, Todd.
I'm going to optimistically say 9.5.
Okay. Do you really believe that they will win 9.5?
No, I think they would be more like 7.5 or 8.5, but I'm going to say 9.5.
9.5. All right. Seton O'Connor.
7.5.
All right. Marvin.
8.5.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Bloop, bloop. How about the Titans? We just looked at the new jerseys that they're going to be wearing two games this season. The Houston Oilers love you blue. Seton O'Connor has a problem with teams that leave a city to go to another city, and then they bring back the jersey, the uniform of the previous team in the previous city where they were in. We'll get to that in a moment. But over-under for the Titans this year, Paul?
Just a little better. I'm going to go 8 even.
8 even. Okay. Marvin?
7.5.
All right. Todd?
I'm going to say 9.5.
All right. Wait, what'd you say, Marv?
7.5.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Because of the uniforms.
A belated bloop there.
Yeah.
I'm still keeping 9.5, though.
Okay. So, Seton, you got a problem with the Titans wearing the Oilers uniforms.
Well, it's even more glaring with the Titans wearing the Houston Oilers uniforms because there's a team in Houston currently called the Texans. If any, you know, once you leave the city, you left. You don't get to take all that stuff with you unless you keep the name.
But, okay.
Yeah, the Raiders have bounced all over the West Coast, essentially, but they've always been the Raiders. Once you decide to be, well, now we're the Tennessee Titans, then you don't get to be the Oilers anymore.
Could they have been the Tennessee Oilers?
I think they were for a minute.
They were for the first two seasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which probably sounded stupid, the Tennessee Oilers, now that I think about it. But
well, there's a lot of nicknames that sound stupid.
Yeah, but no, you don't get to, you don't, when the Carolina Hurricanes, the worst games of the year is when they wear Hartford Whalers jerseys or uniforms. It's like, man, get those off. You guys left.
Yeah, Paul.
I looked it up. The NFL officially recognizes a franchise when they leave as still having the history of that franchise. So the Oilers have the Houston Oilers history and then the Tennessee Oilers history and the Tennessee Titans history. They are still considered. Mm. The franchise flows to the whatever town it goes to. But I see what Seton's saying, that why wouldn't the Houston Texans have rights to all local uniforms? That, and that for the history of that town, because I'm guessing the fans of the Houston Oilers no longer root for the Titans. They probably did for a second until they got a new team.
Yeah, but I don't see the Texans having rights, territorial rights to the Oilers uniforms.
But why should the Oklahoma City Thunder get to be every once in a while just to make some more money? It's Seattle Supersonics Day. Remember when we were there? That was like the worst thing that ever happened when they left.
Well, Kevin Durant did play in Seattle. So I could understand if they wanted to have a Seattle Supersonics night.
If the NBA gave Seattle a new franchise and they wanted to bring back the old Supersonics name, logo, everything, would they have to strike a deal with the Oklahoma City Thunder to acquire that?
Yeah, but the Oklahoma City Thunder, they aren't the Supersonics.
They are recognized as a Supersonics with NBA history.
If we get an NBA team back in Seattle, I would just go rogue and just say, you know what? We're calling ourselves the Supersonics.
Yeah.
Come take these uniforms off us, Commissioner Silver. Yes, Marvin.
It's almost like the Charlotte Hornets. I mean, Charlotte Hornets moved.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Hornets became the Pelicans.
Yeah.
And they were like, look, we'll take it back.
New Orleans Hornets, Charlotte Hornets. Yeah, let's just call the whole thing off. Do you see where Michael Jordan, I guess they had to vote on him selling his share of the team. And James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks, was the only owner who was disapproving of this.
That'll be a nay for me.
Yes. Everybody else said yay, all opposed. Mr. Dolan, okay. But I read somewhere where I think he had a problem with how the new owners in Charlotte made their money. But I don't know. Maybe I didn't read it closely enough. I think the news was that Dolan said no, that he was not in favor of Michael Jordan not selling the team, but selling it to these guys or this group. Do you see anything there, Paulie?
Yeah, it appears Adrian Wojnarowski said a similar thing, that he had a problem with the new ownership, but not a lot of details yet.
I thought it was how they made their money. But I you know, for some reason, I just remember seeing just a little snippet of that. The headline was that Dolan said no, that he was not in favor of this. Pretty good. What's the poll question for hour two going to be, Seton O'Connor?
Oh, man, it's funny. Let me update you, Dad, from hour one.
Okay.
Hour one, we
By the way, the Buffalo Bills have lost Nyheim Hines. He is looks like he's going to miss the entire 2023 season. Significant knee injury, was not football-related, according to NFL Network.
We had who lost but won this weekend. Vietnam women's team, Sepp Straka or Austin Eckler. Mm-hmm. Right now, Sepp winning again, coming in first. How about that? They got 47% of the vote. Good for him. He finished tied second for the Open Championship. Yeah. That's a good win and while losing.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't threatening. I think the closest he got was four shots back of Brian Harman.
Unfortunately, Austin Eckler and running backs still losing. They're in third place right now, only 24% of the vote.
Brian Harman, he shot a 1-under-70 final round. His margin of victory is the second largest at the Open Championship by an American, only second to Tiger Woods' 8-stroke win back in 2000. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. It's a summer of love on Peacock with a brand new season of Love Island USA. Don't miss all the bombshells, recouplings, and challenges with new episodes every day but hump day. Oh, head to the villa and stream Love Island USA only on Peacock.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that show?
No.
Would you admit it?
Yeah. And there somehow is some support for me to host the Golden Bachelor.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And is that why you're retired?
No, 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 no. I it was brought to my attention. Was I serious? And I said, no, they already have a host. You don't need me for the Golden Bachelor. But
plus, you can't have the competition.
Yeah, that's not fair to the Golden Bachelor.
The actual Golden Bachelor.
Yeah. That you have a guy who's 71 years of age. He's a grandfather, as am I. And he would be, I stopped dyeing my hair, but he hasn't.
See, it's that kind of trash talk that's going to.
Yeah, because that's what I'd say to him.
See, I don't dye my hair.
Yeah. Hey, oh, look at what you got. Are those your real teeth, those veneers? Tanning bed today there, Golden Batch?
Golden Batch.
But it's too close to Jenny Batchy for me, and I just every time I say Golden Batchy.
Golden Batchy.
Jesse Palmer could take a break. You could run the show.
I know. But no, I'm not interested in being the host of the Golden Bachelor.
That's the move. Say you're not interested.
I am not.
That's a great move.
I am.
Ladies, take a minute and say your goodbyes.
Yeah. I am not interested at all. Let me see. Shohei Ohtani has 24 home runs in his last 45 games. But doesn't look like he's going to get traded, because it feels like there would be just a little bit of smoke. I don't think anybody's taking out the matches. There's nothing going on here. And there's no sources close to. There's nothing. Now, maybe this is because Shohei Ohtani, being Japanese, is buttoned up with his people and nobody is saying anything publicly. But it feels like somebody would say something within the organization or another team that would say something other than, we're in listening mode. But I don't know if anybody is in trading mode for Shohei Ohtani. So all of this, and it's next Tuesday. It's a week from tomorrow with the trade deadline. Phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. We'll talk to Scott Van Pelt. He'll join us coming up. Chris in Brooklyn leads us off this second hour. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. Morning.
Best of the weekend, I saw Drake play here in New York City. It's probably the first like big arena pop show I've been to since Prince. It was excellent. Check it out if he's in near you at any time. Worst of the weekend, Brian Harman winning the Open. Two straight major winners now. Wyndham Clark, mojo free, charisma free, golf instructor golf. Two guys we'll never hear from again. No good. No good.
Thank you, Chris. See, I had a rooting interest for Brian Harman because a couple of years ago, he had two holes in one round, and he joined us, and I said, hey, can you send me the golf ball you used? And he sent me the golf ball he used for the hole in one he had on the 14th hole and signed it B. Harm, and I thought, all right, Georgia Bulldog, outdoorsman as I am. He played... It was methodical, but, was it exciting golf? No. The weather was interesting. That was about it. But we keep waiting. Like, does somebody want to be great over a longer period of time than 4 or 5 years? Because we've been waiting for a decade for Rory. Jordan Spieth. Look at Justin Thomas. Didn't even make the cut. Like, it feels like Scottie Scheffler, if you said at the beginning of the year, hey, how many majors do you think Scottie will win? If I would put the over-under at 1.5. He didn't win one. He didn't win one. John Rahm did win, but, I think we were spoiled. We've been spoiled down through the years, decades, where, you had all of these great golfers had their windows there. Hogan had his, and Arnie had his, and Jack had his, Tom Watson had his. Then, of course, Tiger, blew everybody away, where we would go Tiger or the field, and we would take Tiger. Mickelson sort of was a rival, but not really. I mean, he's had goodness or greatness over a long, long period of time. But then he missed the cut, too. Wes in Arizona. Good morning, Wes. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I'm a longtime fan, first-time caller. 5'10", 214. That sounded like I was... blessed to hear Goldthwait and Robin Williams in the San Francisco area in the early 80s. And not from personal experience, but there was some potent cocaine at that time. And so maybe that's what Bob Goldthwait would sound like if he weren't on cocaine.
All right. Thank you, Wes.
Yeah. Thanks.
That's the first time Wes has called the show. I mentioned a caller sounded like Bobcat Goldthwait. 80s, 90s. Was he in Police Academy?
Sure, all of them.
Oh, yeah. Was he?
1 through 6.
Were there 6 Police Academy?
Oh, at least.
I didn't see one of them.
I got at least 6.
Have there been more Rockies or Police Academies?
I think, do you count Creeds? Do you count Rocky Balboa? And we got 5 Rockies.
And it's all part of the same franchise, Creed. They handed them.
Yeah.
So I think with Rocky, you have 5, and then you have the Rocky Balboa series, then you have the Creed series. So you're looking at like 11 or 12.
Yes, Todd.
Yeah, I think Rocky Edge is the sound effect guy and everybody from Police Academy.
Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol.
Oh, that's where it went sideways.
But you had Bubba Smith.
Steve Guttenberg was a star.
Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah.
And he was in Cocoon?
Yep. Good run.
He did have a window there, Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
3 Men and a Baby?
Baby. Yeah, he had like a Michael Keaton window.
Oh, well, I'm going to defend Mr. Keaton. I'm a huge fan. I think his body of work is longer.
Mm.
Now, Keaton had a comedy career in the 80s and then became like a serious actor. He did like Mr. Mom and Night Shift.
Yeah, he was great in Mr. Mom.
Oh, he's great.
When he holds the baby up to... the hand dryer and changing the diaper and just holds her butt up there next to the air dryer. Yes,
and he was Beetlejuice, Batman a long time ago. Bugsy Malone was a popular movie back in the day.
I don't think he wasn't a great Batman, was he?
But he still got into
the first one, and he just came back. He's in the new
I think
Flash?
I think people liked him as Batman.
Oh, did they? Okay. They didn't like George Clooney?
I think Clooney is considered.
And Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. No, he's been all right. Ben Affleck's been pretty good.
No, I think he mocks his Batman.
Oh, Ben Affleck right now doesn't look fondly at playing Batman. I think he hated it.
I'm Batman.
He's like, I'm never making those kind of movies ever again. I hate doing that.
They probably agree.
I'm Batman. Yes, Marv.
That was such a bad idea. I didn't want to see Ben Affleck ever as Batman. Halloween, I didn't want to see him as Batman.
I didn't see any of those Batman movies. I had no interest.
The Dark Knight?
No.
Oh. You didn't see Heath Ledger?
No.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good stuff.
I just saw the clip of him.
Isn't Hines Ward in that one?
Hines Ward?
He's in the next one with Bane.
Oh, he's in the. Oh, that's right. He's in the one.
Wait, Hines Ward is in the next Batman?
And Ben Roethlisberger.
The Dark Knight Rises. Sports hook.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
They go to the stadium in Pittsburgh, and they're the Pittsburgh whatever, and they're all in their black and yellow uniforms, and it's all of them during like the national anthem, and Bane comes out. You got to watch it,
dude. I don't know how Christian Bale was really good as it.
But he always talked like this.
Yeah. I'm like, dang, dude, I can't even do it that long without it messing up my whole throat.
Yes, Todd.
Shouldn't the Pittsburgh guys be in Superman because they're Men of Steel? That would make more sense to me to be in Superman movies.
Not bad.
Let's take a break.
Oh, there he goes.
What?
See, you
dismissed.
You hit this stage where you can't say anything funny now.
Well, no, sometimes I just let it stand alone because I don't want to try to compete with it.
When you move on like that, it's almost like, anyway, okay. Time for a break.
Okay. Try it again. Try it again. I'm going to do my best to be less dismissive.
Okay, so Hines Ward, Ben Roethlisberger, they're going to be in a Batman movie, but since they were Men of Steel playing for the Steelers, they should probably be in a Superman movie instead.
That's a good point, Todd.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anywho, let's take a break. Scott Van Pelt joins us next, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's the mood you're trying to establish here, Marvin?
I know SVP's a big Rakim fan.
Oh.
The most important rapper in the history of the genre.
Really? Over?
The most important.
Most important.
Yep.
Because he changed. He's sort of like Nirvana was to big hair bands.
Yeah. Like all that is over now. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. How did rap used to sound, and then it changed?
It used to sound like this.
With the mic in my hand.
And then it changed to
thinking of a master plan.
Death, it was, with, the yeah. Death yep. with the record.
All right, this was Marvin, not you. Scott Van Pelt, SportsCenter anchor, golf host, all around good guy. And how do you think? We did a little research for a change. We wanted to welcome you back. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
It's my pleasure. Marvin hit him with a Curtis blow.
Curtis blow.
Yeah.
You're all in on your Orioles there, judging from your T-shirt? Is that what we have?
Dan, having done this, as we both have for a while, people send strange things in the mail.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes, they do. Hey, there, okay, look at my man cave. That's all it is. It's stuff that I got collected.
Exactly. Okay, so when the Orioles were horrendous for the past few years, anytime they would win, I would just scream in the very Baltimore-ese dialect, Ostrays and Natty Bayshawn. And that's how we would celebrate one of the 50-some-odd wins.
52.
Well, someone sent me this. I think this is one of one. It's Ostrows and Natty Bayshawn. Well, now they're quite good. And so those of us that sort of endured, I'm not peacocking around here and acting like they're, going to the playoffs, but they've got a really talented, really good team. And I'm happy for them. I'm happy for any of the guys that have been around for a while, Brendan Hyde and all the longtime O's who are now good.
Well, I think it's three playoff appearances in the last quarter century. Something.
Not a lot. No? Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot.
What's your first memory as an Oriole fan?
Memorial Stadium with my dad. Like $3 night. They used to be able to get an upper reserved seat in Memorial Stadium for $3. And so there'd be 20,000 people, and 10,000 would be in this in the upper reserves. And then around the third or fourth inning, you'd work your way down. I don't want to derail this, but I'll make it as quick as I can. There used to be a public address announcer there by the name of Rex Barney. And if a fan made a catch of a foul ball and they made a good catch, Rex would say, give that fan a contract. Brooks Robinson hits a foul ball. My dad jumps up, makes a good grab, catches a Brooks foul ball. I'm like 10. Come home from school the next day. Naturally, we're going to play catch with the ball. Throw it. My buddy misses it. It rolls down the street into a sewer. It's gone. I tell this story at a charity event in Baltimore 20 years ago. In the crowd is someone who does some work with Brooks. And a week later, a box shows up at my house. And there's a note in the box that says, hope this makes up for the one in the sewer, Brooks Robinson. Mm-hmm. So I'm not an autograph guy, Dan, but I have in my man cave, I have one autograph. It's a baseball signed by Brooks Robinson to make up for the one my dad caught that I threw in the sewer.
It's like Sandlot.
Kind of.
Yeah, your own version of Sandlot. We're talking to Scott Van Pelt. Are you retiring before I retire?
No. See, I'm not retiring. As far as like the whole Sports Center thing goes, when I went on with Trina, all I was saying was, sometimes you got to leave the party a half an hour early rather than a half an hour late. You know what I mean? I don't want to be dragging me out there just going, oh God, the old guy. Give him the Ostrows and Natty Bowes line and bring him on out there. I have no interest in abandoning the post necessarily. I just, you just always got to look at you gotta look at what's out there, figure out what you can do to stay relevant.
I got bored with SportsCenter.
And I bet you did.
And I sat in the chair one night, and I'm throwing to Sal Palantonio, and I'm thinking, what am I doing? Because I was just going through the motions, and I'm going, yeah. God, I can't do that's. I should not be sitting in this chair. Somebody else, younger, should be sitting there. And I don't know if you've ever had those feelings in a show where you're going, God, do I want to? You know, it's a young man's game.
I agree with that, and there are very few people that would identify and understand, because I'm sure people might roll their eyes and go, how hard can it be? There's a certain amount of mental energy, and then there's a certain amount of physical energy, and by that I mean that it's midnight or 1 in the morning, and you just need to be present and awake and have energy and be entertaining. There are nights driving home on the Clara Barton Parkway in D.C. where you're dodging deer on this road and you're thinking, you know, just how many of these do you have in you? And you and a handful of men and women out there could nod and say, you know what that means. I don't lack the energy or the interest. I just am being realistic about, do you keep doing the same thing for, you know, my contract would run through like 10 years of doing it. 10 years seems like a good time to say, all right, is that the only thing you do? Is that what you do? Who knows? But I love that I get to do this. I still am interested in the things that happen and the stories that happen and the nights where you get to cover the biggest events feel huge. And then the challenges on the nights when it doesn't feel like that, can you still paint the corners? Can you still throw strikes, right?
Where do you stand on Monday Night Countdown? Is that part of the resume now?
No, it was reported that I was the guy. And other than me not having been offered the job or accepting the job, I haven't been offered. It was spot on. God, that was weird. I mean, you read things and you're like, whoa, people are congratulating me and things like that. And then you're like, it's very strange to be the person who, you know, you hear an athlete or somebody in sports say, well, that's just not true. And you kind of always think, sure it is. Well, this was a situation where something was reported about me, which was not accurate. Now, I don't want to be coy and act like it couldn't happen. I have a great boss. The people there have been incredibly supportive, and you know what this is about, right? You have conversations and is this something that would work? Is this something that benefits you and me, and I can do something that helps us, that helps me find a different sort of daily workload, weekly workload? And if it is and it makes sense, then great. But if it doesn't for whatever reason, then, you know, there are plenty of great men and women at our place that could do as good or better than I in that spot. But for the moment, you know, I'm supposed to go back in August and hunker down for year 9, and off we go.
All right. Well, maybe I'll put my hat in the ring then, if you're not taking it officially.
I hope you don't. You're a Hall of Famer. I don't need that. I thought you announced. I couldn't figure out if you were announcing you're retiring. You got an extension. What was that?
Well, it's both. It's an extension, but it's my last contract. Therefore, it's a contract extension announcement and a retirement.
Never the last contract, Dan.
No, it is. Doing this? Yes, it is. Yeah, it is.
And how do you know, and what makes you know that?
Because I made the decision.
You made it today. You know how time goes. It goes by too quickly, and then all of a sudden it's like the last month, and you're like, oh, crap, I still enjoy this.
Wait, are you taking the over? It's 4.5.
I'll bet under just because I take you at your word.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to be a jerk here. I'm just saying that I think you and I have both probably experienced it in a way that maybe sometimes is a little scary. You go, crap, how do we get to this place in the road where you start realizing you're running out of runway? But I listen, I take you at your word. You okay. Say you're going to go? I believe you.
I'm a journalist.
I'll miss you.
How do we process Brian Harman winning the Open Championship?
Give him his flowers, man. It's not any more complicated than that. I get that he wasn't the favorite, but this is a top 25 basically ranked player in the world who was a stud in college, who won on tour. He's one of those guys that if he wins, you go, huh, he had his week where he was great, and he was great. I think what happens is that majors, the theater of majors, we wait for them, right? And each one is a little bit different, and each one has its own flair and flavor. But what the common thread is typically is there's incredible tension and drama. And he eliminated that largely because that round he played Friday was impossible. I mean, he got to 10 under and then it was like, it's his unless he wobbles. And any glimmer he gave of wobbling, people were like, oh, here it is. It's on now. And he would just kind of, I must imagine, giggle and think, no, it's really not, because he constantly had the answer. So I understand that it wasn't wildly exciting because he played great. I understand he wasn't the person that was the name you expected, perhaps, but it just speaks to the depth of American golf. It speaks to how hard it is to win majors. And it was his turn. I mean, you follow these, you love the game. At Aaron Hills a few years back when Brooks won, you know, he was right there in the mix and wasn't his turn. He wasn't about to spit the bid after he played those great first couple of rounds. I'm happy for him. I know him. I like him. You'd enjoy him. He's a huge sports fan. And, you know, he was absolutely fantastic. So to me, I say what I said to start. Give him his flowers. Acknowledge that he had the week of his life.
Did the drama of golf or surrounding golf, did the play match the drama around the sport?
Only because you knew who was going to win unless there was a calamity. And
I'm talking about the totality, the entire year, like the drama of everything that's happened and the play that we saw, did it match?
That's interesting. Maybe not, just because the drama is the headline, right? I mean, guys wake up on a Tuesday or whatever it was, and it's like live PGA merger. And people are like, wait, what? I mean, I'm talking about the big boys woke up to the same news we did, and they were all just. And now, I mean, that was a hell of a headline. I don't know when or how it happened. So no, that is a headline that kind of obliterates anything, which seems ridiculous when you started with, you know, John Rahm and Brooks Koepka winning the first two majors of the year. I mean, you're on a hell of a trajectory there. No disrespect to Wyndham Clark and Brian Harman winning. They deserved it. But those names don't pack as big a punch headline-wise as the headlines that came in the middle of all this. No. So I guess those headlines and the question marks that surround those headlines are still probably the biggest story that the sport has to answer.
We started with your Orioles. We'll end with your Commanders. The over-under for your Commanders, 6.5. How do you feel as a Commander? Did you already win? How many wins did you get with Dan Snyder being kicked to the curb?
11 billion.
At least 60 million.
That was a heck of a tariff on the way out the door. And it's hard to process unless you're in that region or you really get what Washington, when they were the Redskins, meant to the NFC East. It was such a cloud that followed, and now it's lifted. And Josh Harris, I think, has done everything right to start. You just want to open the doors and open your arms to those folks and say, we want you back. We need you back. We're going to get back, but we can't without you. You're invited. And I think the name will change just because, and I don't mean back to what it was. I just mean this is the last sort of vestige of the Snyder era, even though he didn't want it. I think it'll be something different probably next year. I assume they'll try to go back to the RFK spot if they can. I don't know the politics of it, but I think you get a new stadium, you get a name that's new, you have a new owner, and you say, the Washington franchise has a hell of a history. The last 25 years will sort of act like it was a bad fever dream, and we'll lock arms and march into the 2025s and beyond.
Where's the puppy?
I don't know. He's wandering around. Anything could be happening to me at this point. He took a dump on another podcast. I've got eyes on him, and he's almost a year now, so he's pretty trustworthy. Although he's giving me that look with his ears up, like, oh, am I? You think so, huh?
Thanks for joining us on your vacation. Good to talk to you, Ben.
Always, Dan. Be well.
That's Scott Van Pelt of the Mothership. Sports Center anchor, golf host, and who knows, Monday Night Countdown. Who knows? No, not for me. I'm just saying for Scott.
A lot of people reported he's taking it last week.
Yeah, that's what I heard, and I thought, oh, we should have Van Pezzi on. He's going to do an NFL Countdown. You need that. You need to break it up because I was doing SportsCenter every night, and you're doing, you know, over 200 shows, it felt like, each year. And then I got to do the NBA, and you got to do some other things. You had to break it up because it gets to be a grind there. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.